We'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order, and the time is 2:30 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Chair Rivard.
Here. Thank you. The next item is prayer. Mr. Bourbon Hamilton, would you like to render a prayer this afternoon?
May the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you, sir. The next item is the approval of minutes, and those will be found in your calendar invite.
Chair.
Yes, Speaker Shaw.
I do not have them in my calendar invite.
Mrs. Clerk Kimball was working on the minutes. I apologize, Clerk, if those were not attached.
Chair, on my calendar invite, it shows that they are attached.
All right, let's look. I see them as well, and they're dated September 26th.
Chair?
Yes.
I'll just make an assertion here. I have been having an issue with my minutes showing up in the morning sessions as well. And then when they do show up, sometimes they won't open. And some people will say it's because I use an Apple product. So I guess we're at the end of session. We'll address this later. But that's been happening to me as well, Speaker.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the comment. So the minutes that I have are in the invite. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
Without objection, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated September 26, 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Yes. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The minutes from 9:26 have been approved. The next is item number 5, which is an appropriations update, and I will turn this over to Second Speaker. I believe she's given you an appropriations tracker for us to look at this afternoon. Second Speaker.
No, I did not. My computer's about to die. I have not emailed it. Yeah. Okay, so I handed you a paper copy, and as soon as I get my power cord untangled and my computer restarts because it needs to update apparently in the middle of the day, I will email this out to the body of Congress as well. So what I've done is I took out the numbers from the snapshot that you've previously been looking at and put them over in a separate spreadsheet so we can kind of track and also look at where to pull money from in order to fund the appropriation request that we have before us today. We also have had a conversation in a separate committee about the gaming distribution, and I believe that will be addressed in an amendment to the projected revenue resolution. And so this tracker acknowledges a larger gaming distribution that we have to consider. And then it also has, I guess you could call them recommendations as to where to pull the other appropriations from, as far as if they should come out of the general treasury or retained revenue. So with the additional distribution from the casino, what this allows us to do in the general treasury is consider and leave there the funds that treasurer asked us to consider. You'll see down there at the very bottom of the general treasury section, the shortfall to the health benefit card and the IDC shortfall that we've been talking about a lot. It allows us to leave those funds there to resolve those for FY25 and still fund the government operations and fund a couple of bills there. You'll see CC Alpaca is listed, PBM is listed, the Hominy dugout. That's not the amended amount though, so I need to adjust that. And then the merit. And then if you'll look over on the right side, it lists all the forms of retained revenues totaling $16.9 million. And it lists the items that this is my, like how I would balance it if it were me making all the decisions. Again, you all can have your own suggestions, of course. This is just kind of how I balanced it to leave us with funds in all places. And these are the items that we could fund from retained revenue, and Congressman Tillman's amendment to the Gray Horse Arbor expansion is also listed there, you'll see. So if we followed this path listed on your papers, it would leave us with $7 million in the general treasury while also taking care of the shortfalls that treasurer has presented to us, and then it would also leave us with $7.1 million in retained revenue to appropriate from as well. That's if everything goes out. And you can, on that general treasury column, you can round up $30,000 more, or $50,000 more dollars, excuse me, because I didn't put in the amended amount for the Hominy dugout. It's actually $322,500. So you could add $50,000 to that bottom line under general treasury. So that's where we stand at the moment. Obviously, we need to acknowledge a new projected revenue resolution with new amounts in it, but those new amounts are reflected on this sheet that you're looking at. Okay. And of course, any other amendments that we make will affect that number in this committee.
And I wanted to, if I may, second speaker, you're unappropriated. I like that you included the 2.2 at the very top. That's important because that's where we are now. And then that offset would be down at OMCA 25-22, the merit, correct? The million 71?
Yes, ma'am.
That takes care of the request for merit out of the current fiscal year that we're in. And then we agreed that we would come back during a special session to discuss merit for FY26 and also the new positions that were requested that were removed. But we'd like to do that at another time. And that's to ensure that we have the correct amounts for merit.
Yes.
And at that time, some of the new positions, you know, may have a higher date of December rather than October, and that number will reduce as well. We also want to address the IDC, that the IDC deficit that we may or may not have in 26, and I think Congresswoman Whitehorn was in agreement that we strategize that issue this year, but I'd like to do that during a special session after the treasurer has had time to look at the agreement and come back, and we ensure that we've got a good solid number. And if you remember, the IDC budget that passed out does not total the amount requested. So that's something we're going to have to address in a special session in a good way. It's going to be a good discussion, and at that time we'll have a better idea. But those are the only things that I can see for me that I feel comfortable voting everything, as long as we're in agreement we're coming back for special session to address those items. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just took a quick glance, and do I not remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, that Susan Bayrow and Mr. Standing Bear said that they weren't in need, that they can do the audit themselves in membership?
Chair.
Yes, second speaker.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, we have heard from them that they could do that. I included that rental assistance, that legislation 25116 over there, because it's still there. It has not gone away. So they have said that to us, but from an accounting standpoint or snapshot standpoint, I included it because it is still hanging out there. It hasn't come out of committee though.
May I, Madam Chair? Is it in this committee?
Yes, ma'am.
On the agenda today?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Thank you.
So we can discuss those two rather quickly. On the ONCA 2598, on your left-hand side, the CCI pay call request that was sponsored by Congressman Hamilton, that has left. That's gone. We've addressed that, so that's a good thing. We don't need any action. The PBM, the 1.6, I don't know. Speaker, are you going to be making any amendments to that request?
I'm not.
Okay.
I will if needed, but I don't plan on it at this time.
Okay, and we also have the 25114, the Hominy dugout, that has been reduced. If you remember, Congresswoman Goodfox has reduced that to include the roads portion. And so that's on our agenda today. We also have the merit that's been sent out. So we're done with the merit and the CCI pay call. So for discussion, today will be our PBM, the Hominy dugout. Then over on the right-hand side, we still have the rest of that legislation. The rental assistance is here. Congressman Potts, the tornado sirens is not going to be discussed. He's in agreement with that. The Osage LLC has an amendment that has been sent out. The permanent fund, we have no amendment. The Gray Horse Arbor expansion, Congressman Tillman has graciously reduced this down to the A&E only. We've also have that legislative branch, the membership audit at 500,000 sitting in committee. So are there any questions about the appropriation tracker itself or any of the numbers?
Chair.
Yes. Second speaker.
Since I made a typo on that Hominy dug out. Bill, if you want to adjust it to 322,500, because the original ask was 372,500. So if you want to manually adjust on your paper to 322,500, it takes your bottom line number to $7,081,235 when that's corrected. And I'll send out a PDF version also with the correct number.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions regarding the tracker, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, Chairwoman, just because we're working off of the bottom line totals, I just want to ask a question about unappropriated FY25 funds. I think I talked about it yesterday, but in my mind, I don't know if that 2.2 has been reconciled and we've actually realized that with 25 distributions and collections, because we operate off projections. So I don't know where we are on that. I know that the way I view it is ONCA 2522, the 1,071,000 that we've put aside for, that we've appropriated for merit, should be coming out of that total.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out, but because we're kind of carrying it as money we have right now. And I know we do, but it's a different way for me to look at it. So I wanted to say that, as well as I'll forget that comment. So no, just that the mayor. Oh, I was curious. Do we have any idea if moving forward, merit for FY26 will be anywhere near that $1,071,000 total? Does anybody have in their mind what merit looks like for 2026? A total appropriation.
Treasurer Batson.
We have a good idea. I don't know it off the top of my head. I'd have to get in my computer and find it. But what we were, well, in the way we did it in 24 and the way we've ended up doing it in 25 is in the big tribal appropriation bill, we included a bill for merit. The plan in the future was to include them in the individual budgets and not do it as its own line. And we've basically got the 26 budget. We've got the 26 budgets updated to include merit. And then we got another version that has the new positions. But due to the way everything flowed down here, we kind of reached that cutoff point where we had to get some funding laws in place so we could keep going on 10-1. But we do have that information. I'll have to look it up and get it to you. I don't recall the number off the top of my head.
And Congresswoman, I believe the first, when we discussed this with Ryan and Aaron initially, I want to say it was around 1.2. But so yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think the very preliminary conversations and numbers that we've gotten so far, I think it was around the 1.2-ish range. It is slightly higher than this one, but it is not much higher. And I just kind of wanted to touch on that unappropriated FY25 funds conversation, because we heard from Treasurer last week about the same issue. And that the place where we fall is that, and this is where the hard part is, well, it's not really the hard part. This is where I think I don't really know what the problem is, but this is where the issue is that there's no place in the law for unappropriated funds. It's not projected revenue and it's not retained revenue. It's just money that has not been spent out of the general treasury. It does not have to be recognized in any way in the law specifically and acknowledged in that way and spent from in a particular manner. It just is there, just as money would be in your checking account if you didn't spend all of your money at the end of the month. And so it just is. And so this notion that, and I did include it at the top because that's where we're starting, right? We have a leftover balance to start with FY25, and then we'll move into FY26. But there's not really a need to realize it because there's no mechanism in the law to do so. It's just there. It's just in the general treasury. And he's talked about how we have met our projected revenues. So that also, to me, would be affirmation that the money is just in the bank and it is there to be spent. So that's the notion that merit specifically is going to come directly out of that and it's like a set aside, that's not how I'm viewing it at all either, just because there's no mechanism to do that. There's no place to pull merit from the unappropriated dollars from specifically. And we can think about it in that way, that the merit amount came out of those dollars, which is why I've included it in this column. But if there was a separate mechanism in the law for me to consider the monies differently, I would do that, but there's just not. So now, if we wanted to move forward in a way where if we start operating in a way that we have unappropriated dollars every year, that'd be amazing. It means we don't spend every dollar in the bank. So if we feel like we need a mechanism to recognize it in the law, that's fair, but I feel like that's a separate conversation for another day.
Understood. Treasurer Batson, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And Maria, too, now I sent this out to Speaker, Second Speaker, and Appropriations Chair Friday, but we'll probably end up being better because there's probably some August stuff that we don't have booked yet, but taking the projected revenue resolution for 25, times in it by 11/12, we are 68,000 over where we would be if we had if we got 11/12 of the projected 25 revenue, so we are right on pace. There's no indication that we will not meet the 25 revenue projections. It looks like we're going to be 100 and some thousand over. But that is actual, that is already booked, is 68K over where we need it to be right now as of August 31st.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, thank you for letting me know that, because I haven't seen that on paper. And that makes me feel more comfortable. And I do realize there's no designation in law for unappropriated revenue. There never has been, and I realize that. But the designation is that it's money realized in FY25. And we are making an appropriation for 25's merit. So to me, it stands to reason that that would come out of 25's funds, because it's designated that way. And now I know, I think it'd be great if we would end up having maybe that document go out to the committee that addresses the unappropriated funds and where we are on it, because until I heard the treasurer say that, I didn't know that, and I feel more comfortable now that he's actually articulated that in our committee. So,
well, thank you, and that's I appreciate your comments and second speakers, because this is where we've been wanting to get for so many years. Speaker Shaw, and I know Congresswoman Lemon and Congressman Bickhorst, we've all been sitting here, and Congressman Hamilton waiting on, where are we now? We've always been asking, what's our burn rate? Are we hitting projected revenue? This is the first year since I've served on Congress that we've been able to get a solid answer. And so I feel very comfortable expending these FY25 unappropriated funds at this time. Any other questions regarding the appropriation update? Okay, thank you, Second Speaker, for providing this, including the number so quickly. The next item then is item number 6, which is ONCA 25-112, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse 5-man board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker, was this amendment made in last week?
Yes, ma'am. It was made down, and it took the total. Now the title will be $160,000 to the Gray Horse 5-man board.
Okay, so that has already happened. So is the committee okay moving this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to report ONCA 25-1.
I'm so sorry, Congresswoman. Second Speaker, did you have a...
Okay, so part of that snapshot I sent you, you'll remember, has some suggestions of things that need to come from retained revenue. So this would be one of them. So if we start heading down that path, and this is going to be a conversation even for the LLC appropriation, the permanent fund, and other things if they come out of committee in the future. But in this committee today, those three things we're going to have to talk about if we want them to come out of retained revenue that it's going to need to say as such, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so Congresswoman Whitehorn is here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, can we take a brief recess so we can write amendments? Because if we're going to do that, then I'd rather do it in committee than on the floor of Congress.
I would too. So let's see. Let's get organized in that we know that's going to happen on 25-112 and which other ones, Second Speaker? 2590. 2560. Yeah, but that's going to stay. Well, yeah, 2560 is out today. Even if we decrease. Okay. And then you're 2590. Okay. So that's 4. The next 6, 7, 8, and 9. Congressman Potts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Were you,
five,
what
six,
number are you comfortable with, sir, on your 2569?
Madam Chair, I have an amendment to offer if we're discussing the bill.
I think, committee, if you're okay, let's jump down there and get Congressman Potts so we know what he's looking at, and then we can recess and get all of our amendments together, and that would be for 6, 7, 8, and 9. Congressman Potts?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Okay. ONCA 2569 is a bill for annual operating funds for the rental assistance program that I believe is to be held with the Housing Department. This was not included in the annual operating budget. Not entirely sure why, but it's here now. It's ready to be able to be put out the door. What I would suggest, I have forwarded an amendment to the clerks. I don't know if that's been sent out to all members of the committee yet. It looks like it has. But that amendment would be page 1, line 23, throughout the bill, strike $500,000 and references to that amount and insert $250,000 and adjust totals accordingly. And then at line 26, insert the following budget chart, which is the operating budget insert with $250,000 total, $235,000 going to direct assistance.
Okay, is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Potts, if you might be able to or might want to do an amendment to the amendment to make this come out of retained revenue instead of general treasury. And that way it all done in one amendment.
That's a good point.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't think that I would support an amendment like that. This is annual operating budgets for the year. So paying for operating budgets out of retained revenue is not a good idea in my mind.
I agree. Does he have a second to the? Okay, great.
We have a motion and a second. That was discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The amendment passes.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to report ONCA 2569 to Congress with a do-pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Do-pass is amended.
Correct.
We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Congressman Potts. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. So now we have, that would be items 6, 7, and 9 that we will have to get amended. Congressman Big Horse, you've amended yours. The only thing we haven't done is amended where it would come from. Correct, Second Speaker. So, with the... He amended his from the original total.
We haven't
adopted it.
It'll add $1 million to that bottom line.
You want to go ahead and offer your amendment now? Would that be something the committee would like to do now? Or do you guys want to recess? What are you thinking, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I don't know what agenda item we're on right now. Which one are you talking about right now? On number 6?
Yeah, we're talking about the LLC on number 9 because...
So we're down on number 9. Okay.
Yes, we were going to recess, remember, to say retained revenue. But what we haven't done is adopted. He has an amendment. You have an amendment.
Mm-hmm. I think we should recess and then just come back with, that's what I think.
Okay. Let's do it without objection. Let's recess till 3:15.
Sure.
Is that enough time, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.